Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for sharing me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. He is the curator and the king biscuit behind the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. It's been publishing every month now for a dozen years. We've been reporting on it now since the very beginning, since pretty much the first one every month. And Sam, as we mentioned earlier in this previous segment, the overall conditions are pretty much sideways. I called it marking time. But let's talk about orders. I mean, in the last month, what I call the pipeline, you called it order backlogs, was down, but it's going sideways for the next 6 months.
Yeah, it's pretty, as we're saying, holding time. The order backlogs, of course, is order input. That's new orders coming in, minus orders that are being shipped out and delivered. And not all businesses rely on backlogs, but those who do, those businesses that rely on shipping against backlogs, are weak right now and just flat looking out 60 days. It's a pretty good indication of what the near term business is gonna be looking like, because it is real tangible orders on hand that are gonna be shipped in the next short while.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but there's not. But back to my pipeline term. Yep. There's not a lot in the pipeline, is there?
No, not enough. Just flat hanging in, just enough to keep us going slightly.
Yeah,
it's not terrible, but it's not good.
Well, but it's not what America needs. It's not what America is capable of, and I think that's the main thing, don't you?
No, I do, and so everybody's sort of waiting, I think, a lot to see what's going to happen, not only with the election, but also with first of the year. Will this Congress have the capacity to overcome what they have already voted to, the most draconian legislation to go back to the old tax rates and automatically cut huge amounts out of the spending, thinking that it would be so horrible that it could never happen? Well, guess what?
It's
just might
happen. Well, I'll tell you something else on this growth thing. You know, I'm going to get political here, folks. President Obama has said that it was so bad that nobody could have done any better than this, that you know, we need to take this and build on it. But let me tell you something. The recession has been over for more than 3 years, Sam.
Yeah.
And America is capable of more than we've done. And the reason we haven't done any more is because we don't have the sentiment in America that it's worth fighting for. That there's the uncertainty, the policies, the rhetoric that's been coming out of Washington makes business owners fearful for taking a risk. And the only way that America grows out of this kind of doldrums that we have right here, right now, is when we feel confident that we can take a risk.
Yes, it's not only businesses feeling confident, but also getting the clues from consumers who really drive the spend.
But it's a symbiotic tit-for-tat thing, isn't it, Sam?
It is.
I hire somebody, they become a consumer. But not only do they I hire one person, they become a consumer for many businesses.
Yes.
Right? And that's the way this grows, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not going to be hiring as long as we feel uncertain, and
unless
we're just driven. We're driven, and by the way, this is there's a use of outsourcing that really applies very well in these uncertain times, and maybe a little plug for our business. But if you are uncertain, it's a great time to be using people as you need them without hiring them permanently and forever. And maybe eventually you'll hire them if you feel more confident.
There's an article about that, Sam, in the Wall Street Journal. I think it was today's article about how people are thinking differently about bringing on employees.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And that there may be an epidemic of part-timers.
Well.
And I'll tell you something. Nothing would have done more to drive that than Obamacare.
Well, the trend's been going on for quite a while, I think, as people are finding, individuals are finding that there's no such thing as permanent employment anymore. It's all temporary. People are hired for a specific task.
Right.
When that task
right.
is done, they're gone. And so this trend has been going on for quite a while, and it's just accelerating now. The longer we have the great uncertainty
right.
and the less confidence than... the more we want to hire people, and individuals are learning that they have to kind of create their own
right.
brand and their own level of expertise,
mm-hmm.
and then be available when they can apply that expertise to a business or an organization.
Looking out, Sam, employment is going down. You guys have got a downward arrow in unemployment going forward.
Doesn't look good. Next 60 days, okay, that's November, December. So going into the new fiscal year, the cliff is bothering
mm-hmm.
people. We're thinking, our sponsors are saying, nope, look in the next 60 days for a slowing of the outlook for employment.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is that's... I mean, that's just going to exacerbate everything. I mean, this is, what I said a minute ago about I hire somebody to become a consumer for many businesses, that's the upside of America. What we've got right now where we're uncertain, we don't want to do anything, we're waiting on the other shoe to drop, that's the opposite of what America is good at. And we have to turn this around, folks. And I'll be honest with you, today's the day to do that. 10 till, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.